Malayam Sri Guru.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 13th of August, 1973, in Paris, France.
Belfior, wife, Mrs. Belfior. Mr. Belfior is the regional, the inspector general for the French Paris area for the Rosicrucian movement, the Rosicrucian order.
What is that, Rosicrucian?
It's a very big religious movement all around the world. He says our movement is very well known in the United States. Have you never come across our society? No, I don't think.
What is the aim of this movement?
The evolution of man.
Evolution of man. So, man is going to evolve more. What is that ultimate evolution?
To a reintegration of man with the cosmos, or cosmic consciousness.
Cosmic consciousness. We also believe individual consciousness and cosmic consciousness. We are now studying this subject matter in our class, Kheta Khetraga. Khetraga, the Noah, the individual soul is also Noah, conscious, and the super soul, God, is also conscious. So, we also admit universal consciousness, that is God's consciousness. Consciousness is limited. That is the evolution when our consciousness is in agreement with the Supreme Consciousness, that of Krishna consciousness.
He says that the Rosicrucian order is a mystical and philosophical order that allows its students.
Who is Rosen? He's a philosopher.
He says that the term Rosicrucian means it's an image of a cross with a rose in the center. It means that the disciple is aspiring towards the perfection of his consciousness. And that this also means the perfection of consciousness.
So what is the idea of that perfection of consciousness?
He says it is love.
Love, that's right. Very good. So, the Supreme Consciousness and our individual consciousness, when they are in exchange of love, that is perfection. Is that?
Donc says that this ultimate consciousness is one of union with the Absolute, that is one of light, of samadhi, of total love. This is the highest thing.
Love. When they speak of love, there must be two persons. What is that love?
The love of which they are speaking is a love that binds everything together, that bathes everything in light and love.
So there is no action.
No, he says there is action. Il y a d'action. L'activité. Il y a action.
What are those activities?
Giving.
Giving and taking also.
There is giving, there is also taking, but it's not the person who has achieved this ultimate perfection. Whenever he takes, he immediately gives it to someone else.
That's all right. The transaction between two lovers one gives another text. Sometimes one gives another text, another gives one text. This is exchange. Similarly, reading. I give something to my beloved to eat something. He or she gives me something, I eat also. Similarly, I disclose my confidence unto my beloved. My beloved also discloses her and his confidence. These are loving exchanges.
He says that he understands that we're talking of love, meaning two people. But does that mean that why can't we think of love in terms of an exchange between man and everything, between man and the cosmos?
Yes. Yes. Cosmos represents, as he says, consciousness. That is, the person, consciousness. Just like if I love a tree, I love the leaves and twigs also. If I pour water on the root of the tree, it goes to the leaves, twigs, branches, otherwise. So if we love the Supreme Consciousness, Supreme Person, who has got universal consciousness, then automatically my service goes to everyone.
This is also what their philosophy is, you see.
So you cannot love everyone and anyone or everything without finding out the original source of everything.
The Rosicrucian Order is a school that teaches its students to progress step by step towards that ultimate source of all sources.
So what is that step? What is that step?
That it's a gradual process that their students come, they receive initiation, and then they are guided. They are given certain principles, certain practices, and then gradually, at their own rate, by their own powers, they ultimately arrive at perfection.
So what is that ideal of perfection?
That it is nirvana, it is the kingdom of Lord Jesus Christ. It says it is the ultimate point from which for which all men are ultimately striving.
So what is that? Nirvana means zero. Everyone is trying for zero.
Nirvana means something different for them.
What is that?
It says it is an entering into something that is alive and real.
Nirvana, this word is Sanskrit word. Nirvana means finish.
For them, the word nirvana means an end, but an end to this material existence and an entrance into the silence of the absolute, onto a level that is real, whereas this one is false, this one is objective.
Why silence?
Pourquoi la silence? He says the term entering into silence is a mystic term that means...
We cannot explain.
It's undescribable because it's something that's arrived at inside through meditation. You can't really describe it in words.
Why?
It's anicca.
You are describing so many things in words, and the argument goes, you cannot describe.
He says that many great masters like you from the East tend to smile at their explanations, but
they tend to smile when this question is asked. Who am I? So what can I say compared to these
guys? His knowledge is not perfect.
Knowledge is not perfect, and like us, he's simply trying for perfect knowledge.
So, unless you have got your goal of perfectly known, how can you make progress?
Their organization is the guru, and their whole organization knows the ultimate goal which they can attain.
And he's part of that organization, he does not know.
Which is the evolution of man, which is the goal of this order, is something that is mystical, that is not scientific, that is so easily.
That is in the great. It is not distant.
See, he's surprised that we raised such objections. He thought that we were also searching for something mystical. He says he's heard our chanting.
Oh.
He thought we were also searching.
No, we are not the man. goal, Krishna. We have got the prime goal, Krishna. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has got his form, he has got his place, he has got his name, he has got his pastime, and he won't want to enter in that kingdom.
He says that he thought that in our movement we were following Ramakrishna, who had discovered everything.
Ramakrishna, I pick up. We don't.
He's not familiar personally with him.
Ramakrishna is bogus.
He says that this is not a new order, this Rosicrucian order. It goes back at least as far as ancient Egypt.
That's all right, but we do not know what is the aim of your progress.
He says all he can do is repeat to you his answer previously, which is that it's to reach the perfection of consciousness, at which point man is in communion, in unity with the beyond. He calls it the Sula, the inexplicable.
We cannot express what is that beyond.
Divine consciousness.
What is God? That is imperfect knowledge.
He says a communion with God is something that is subjective. It's something you experience, not that you describe.
That is not what they are.
He says that according to every individual's place of birth, his age, his upbringing, he will experience this communion with God differently.
No. God is God. The experience will have to be taken from God. That is really equally possibility for everyone.
He says what they are looking for in the Rosicrucian order is the ultimate realization when all of these other relative communions with God will disappear, and there'll be one common realization, experience of God.
Yes, that's all right, but if you cannot describe what is the ultimate goal, then how other things are practiced?
In this society, they have many different religions, many different groups, and they don't ask anyone to leave being Christian or Jew or Muslim or Hindu or anything like that.
We are not asking in that way. We are asking, what is that ultimate goal?
Ultimately, by following the process that the Rosicrucian order gives its students,
that's
one
right.
Reaches a goal.
Suppose if I am going to London, unless I am interested to go to London, what is the use of knowing how to go to London?
Their students feel the need for this ultimate perfection, and that's why they come to the movement.
But if he does not know what is the ultimate perfection, he is bogus.
May realization of God.
But that's all right. That's like, if I say that if you do like this, you can get $1 million. But you know what is the value of $1 million, then you endeavor. But if you don't know what is that $1 million, why should you endeavor?
All of their students, they know the value of realizing God in their heart.
How do they know?
They are already people who are aspiring after a richer, more spiritual life.
What is their spiritual life?
High spiritual values, the things of young people.
Just simply words. What is it? Spiritual life? Why do you want to know? It's useless.
C'est la méditation, profonde, il n'y a pas d'autre nom, la méditation, le samadhi.
Just when God is just using the word,
he's simply speaking, he does not know what is the aim, what is the goal, what is the
message.
Tangible knowledge of everything, what I ask. As I ask you, what is spiritual life, he cannot describe. Distinguish between spiritual life and material life.
We can have spiritual realization and still live in the material world.
But what is the spiritual life? What is the distinction between spiritual life and material life? What is the goal? He cannot define
the spiritual life. Definition. How does a person who has realized his perfection live?
Yeah.
Tolerant. Above all, he is tolerant.
Tolerant. That is also spiritual life. So, in their way of spiritual life, what is the process? There must be some process, definite process.
That comes when you become initiated in the movement. They give you the process for arriving at this tolerance.
Well, that's all right. But suppose I want to enter, so you must give me some formula. That you have to do this, like this. Otherwise, how can I enter?
many different techniques, but ultimately they're really all the same because they lead to the same conclusion.
Techniques.
He says the first thing is that we have to awaken our internal consciousness, which is 90% asleep. He says the first thing is that you have to reawaken your consciousness, which is asleep. 90% of it is asleep.
So what is the process? How can I accept it? God, enter into some big.
All the systems have to do with meditation, concentration, things that will reawaken your consciousness.
What is the object of meditation?
Different objects, many different.
One object.
The body, for example. He says that there's the eternal meditation number three. The eternal.
What is number one?
He says that this one is one that's basic. It's given to all their students.
Number three. No number one.
Was to say that you would meditate on the number three, and this was that you would wake up the consciousness in your body, starting from the tips of your toes and working up like this. And it may seem easy to you, but all the great masters of the Orient have taught this, and no one can succeed without doing this.
That means that knowledge is not perfect without bogus. Meditate on the body. What is that?
To wake up your psychic consciousness, which is sleeping inside this body.
But again, what is the process?
Well, meditation number three is to. Okay, he says he would like to talk to you a little bit about a book he's reading, which describes how the Russians have just discovered the soul. They've photographed the soul, he says.
No.
And they.
The aura.
No. Oh, the aura of the soul. How they have. The Russians have found the soul, and they've described all the different phenomena of parapsychology and extrasensory perception. And he said it's an incredible book, and the Russians have made great discoveries. And he wants to,
but that he hasn't finished it yet.
He hasn't finished the book yet.
That is Russian. I am asking him about him.
He says that the Rosicrucians, they know what is the duty of human life.
What is that?
The soul is a state of Christic consciousness, nirvana, call it what you will.
That cannot be described.
Vision is an understanding that is beyond, a million times beyond our understanding.
Beyond understanding? How can I accept it?
She said, oh, the understanding, and it is translated onto the objective level.
I do not understand whom to love. How can I love?
She's in the heart of everyone. Simply, it is a question of repressing the false ego, for not eliminating the old man, the false ego.
Yes,
sir. I'm not quite sure. And he says that he says he doesn't understand why you're objecting. He says love is in the heart of everyone.
You ask me to love. I want to know. What is whom I shall love?
In the pose I'm going like loves everyone.
Love,
a mystic, he loves everything.
An example
is this: the master of their movement. He was supposed to come, but he was on vacation. But the grand master of their movement, he says, is one example.
No, suppose he loves everyone. That means he loves the animal person, community, allow animal killing.
When you come into the movement, there are no regulations required of you. But little by little, it comes to that point. The experience is that they give their students in the movement, for a short period of time, they're required to give up intoxication, meat, and things like that. But it's not permanent.
And then they can get.
Yes,
that. So why in the beginning stop?
Christian order doesn't force anything, doesn't make you do anything. People that join this organization, only seven succeed.
Then it cannot decrease among the mass of people.
Some people, when they just can't make it anymore, they just drop out.
But he says that happens to everyone.
La pyramide, the movement.
He says all movements experience the same thing.
What is that?
That one out of 100 people.
100 people, but the ideal must be there. One may follow and not follow.
Their order doesn't reject anyone.
Huh?
Says their order doesn't reject anyone.
I think whether their order approves animal killing.
There are no restrictions. The order doesn't require
never stop here. No more.
He doesn't like the idea of killing animals, and he has advised that to friends.
But what is the idea of the order?
Idea, the love between men, understanding.
Why all the animals have that? No brother, no brother.
Et les animaux,
ça fait, si, mais j'aime beaucoup les animaux. J'ai beaucoup d'animaux chez moi. Si un jour vous venez chez moi, vous verrez beaucoup d'animaux.
He has many animals living with him.
He is surrounded by animals, he says.
That's good, man. If Maxim who is habituated to eat animals, so we admit that in the order.
I think that someone who kills animals would like to enter, but if a butcher wants to enter, that's okay. It gradually will elevate him.
On principle, the order does not allow animals to.
Ideally, they would rather not see anyone killed. Ideally, on an ideal level, the movement would not want to see animals killed or anyone killed.
Il faut comprendre que l'homme est une école pour aider l'homme à évoluer.
Principles, long-term regulation of the
law. No, their principles are love, beauty, harmony, peace.
There are no rules, but as you progress, one initiation after another initiation, if you start out as a butcher, then gradually, in your own self, you will wish to give it up. But there are no rules.
I mean, he says, and our friend Lancer said, there is no progressive rule.
There are steps. But the order itself doesn't require that you give up meeting at any point. He says he thinks that the people themselves would probably give it up in the higher states. He says that their order is it has a very smart way of doing things. That if it were to try and tell people, don't do this, don't do this, don't do that right away, no one would join them. So they don't say that. He quotes a passage from St. Paul, who said, if you go and visit someone who is a meat eater, don't trouble him, accept meat with him. The real mystic is someone who has controlled his body.
Daddy cannot explain how to control the body.
If it happens right away, it'll happen in a while.
There is definite program. If I want to enter your association, you must give me some prescription which if I follow, I make progress. You have no prescription.
Grand Master, your request for a specific prescription to be given to you.
So send in your application.
He hasn't lost.
We may make one special just for you.
But not for general.
Yogeshwar explained the four principles to this man. So the man said, yes, very good. Sometime we can get to that too. But it's something that on our own we accept personally, just like you yourself, with divine grace, you have come to this by accepting it yourself.
These are nice principles that you're following, and we're sure that you have come to these conclusions on your own. Maybe one day we'll come to those conclusions on our own also. There's something that's self-initiated, these regular principles. So.
By the time when there is no such rules in their order.
Make certain suggestions, but it doesn't oblige anyone to follow those suggestions.
So what is that suggestion?
No, the movement suggests that people live a life as perhaps yours is, of purity and pure thoughts and moral living following certain principles.
These things are there, but they don't say, suppose a man is killing animals, they don't prohibit him. That is immoral, right? But if they don't prohibit him, then how he can become moral? Killing of animals and morality go together?
It's an order that likes very much the ideals of beauty and harmony and morality, but they can't see imposing on anyone these things. Their idea is that you can't impose beauty and morality on anyone. You can't insist that anyone stop killing. You can't tell anyone forcibly not to do this or not to do that. That these are things you have to realize.
But is there such regulation or injunction from the society that we do not kill? Just like Bible, then we shall not kill. So they have no such.
So Jesus,
vous avez tué des plantes, cette plante elle a souffert parce qu'elle a été cueillie.
So Jesus admit, and furthermore there's a sect in the Orient that wears gauze over their mouth so as not to kill microbes while they breathe, but we are killing those microbes. We have killed these flowers.
So they are to satisfy everyone.
Don't you think we're killing other living beings?
And that is another thing. They haven't got their own anything. Simply they are studying.
An important realization is what counts.
But that he cannot explain what is the realization. Who cannot describe then what is the realization?
He said he's only 49 years old. He's only 49 years old. He can't describe
for
you. He knows the Rosicrucian order is good because everything he has attained in his life he owes to the order. So he knows it's good by what he has attained.
That's all right. But I think for mass of people, unless they have an idea, and they can join, that is my point.
Think, who am I? Where do I come from? Where am I going?
Realize what he is.
Had not realized something, he would never have come to me.
No, then therefore he can describe what he is.
He says, when Moses saw the burning bush, and he asked the fire, who are you? The fire said, I am what I am. That's who I am. That's a question that you're going to have to answer by your own meditation.
But what is his meditation? What is the
thing to realize, which he has realized a little bit, is peace. And when you join up, you get a letter back. And at the bottom of the letter says, with our best wishes for your peace.
And that's all right. Everyone wants that. But what is the process?
Meditation, praying, courage,
by faith.
A serious order would never guarantee instantaneous illumination.
No, that was serious. But we must have the program. That's right. He said that, who am I? At least one must know who he is. And they reply, I am what I am. If I ask you, you come. Who are you, sir? He says, I am what I am. Is that the proper answer? What is nonsense, sir? If I ask you, so what, who are you? If he says, I am what I am, is that the proper answer?
Forms his identity is yours, but it's yours. But the interior, that reality is.
Mais notre réalité, notre.
We all join up here now in silence. And we enter into ourselves and create one person, then we will know who we are from that silence.
Well, how is it possible to become silent?
Many, many births and deaths.
That's
Mamanam.
That's
all search. It's a privilege for him to be here amongst us.
Thank you.